Well, we're home here in Grant Park. Yeah, we're talking about things opening up. And in fact, Grant Park concerts. You know, if you're a Chicagoan or visiting Chicago, this is something that a whole lot of people do for good reason. And for many, many years, I don't know how long these concerts go back, for decades. Paul Weinberg is the president and CEO of Grant Park's Music Festival. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. So tell me about the music festival. Now, this year, maybe a little different than all those past years.
Yeah, well, I heard you mention that the festival goes back a few decades. It actually started in 1935.
1935,
yeah.
Wow.
It was actually established by the Chicago Park District, and it was the height of the Great Depression, and the mission at that time was to uplift the spirits of weary Chicagoans during a, you know, really difficult time in the world's history from an economic standpoint, the height of the Depression. So it's kind of interesting that here it is 87 years later, and the festival board and staff and musicians carry that mission forward, particularly as we recover from this pandemic and move to a more open Chicago.
Well, I know one person in the media, a colleague of mine, who remembers when they all began. Paul Lisnick was there. Because Paul is old enough to remember, and because he is, and he was there lifting the spirits of everyone like he does today. And lifting spirits is what these events do. Do you need, first of all, I want to start here, I suppose. This year, you need reservations?
Yeah, so things are going to be a little bit different. Now, you know, all of our concerts have moved out of really the Grant Park space into the Millennium Park space at the Pritzker Pavilion. And one thing that's going to be a little bit different this year, all of our concerts will continue to be free, as will all the events in Millennium Park at the Pritzker Pavilion. One thing that will be different, though, is you will need a reservation in order to sort of secure a spot. We are still trying to figure out what is going to be the most sort of safe capacity number for our audiences. I think some of your listeners probably know the Pritzker Pavilion quite well. It seats about 11,000 people, about 7,000 people on the lawn, and then there are 4,000 fixed seats. So at its most conservative, we might be looking at a capacity of 25% of that 11,000, and maybe at its more robust right now, we could be looking at 60, 75% capacity. And that's really all just to keep audiences safe this summer as we move toward, a complete reopening of the city and the state as it relates to COVID.
So right now we're looking at a number that might change dramatically one way or the other, and hopefully the other for the better.
Exactly.
Right. So can we make a reservation? So if I wanted to go online right now and make a reservation, could I do that?
No, I'm sorry to tell you, not yet. We're actually, all the reservation basically the seating will be released the week of each series of concerts. So the Monday of each week for that series of concerts that week, they'll become available, and you can go online or you can call our patron service office, and all of that. We're still working out the details of this. Is, you know, again, kind of an evolving situation, but we hope to be all set and ready to go with accepting reservations by July 1st.
And in fact, just to be clear, the announcement was made just a couple of days ago, and I thought, okay, this is news. This is something I want to talk about, you know, because it hasn't been publicized yet, but I do understand all the details are still being considered as far as how you're going to do this. But you do know some or most everything of who is going to be performing and what they'll be performing, I believe.
Yeah, so one of the things that was really exciting about earlier this week is we were part of a much broader open culture announcement that the mayor initiated, and that was sort of signaling to our audiences and all the people who care about these live performances that Chicago is coming back, and that arts and culture play a really key part in that. Our role in this is as a lead presenter is the Grant Park concerts at the Pritzker Pavilion, which feature the Grant Park Orchestra and chorus. We have about 21 events that will take place this summer on the stage of the Pritzker Pavilion, and then probably another 75 events that will happen in neighborhood locations that kind of touch all the corners of the city of Chicago. So, you know, we're kicking off the Pritzker Pavilion live concert series with our annual 4th of July concert, which actually is going to be on the eve of the 4th of July. We have two performances of this Independence Day themed concert, July 2nd and July 3rd. And those will be the first events at the Pritzker Pavilion since, gosh, back in September of 2019. So it's been a while.
Yep. Now, you mentioned the events that will be happening all over the city. I believe it's called Night Out in the Parks or something to that effect. Because that's all over in the city, and the dates of these events vary depending on which park the event is at. So I have a list here. Harrison Park on July 15th, Chicago Women's Park. I don't even know where that is. July 22nd, Indian Boundary Park, July 29th. And the list goes on. I mean, it's all over the city, as you point out. How do you make reservations? Are reservations needed for those? And if so, how do you make reservations? And again, is it a week out that you make those?
Yeah, so for the neighborhood concerts, it's a little bit different. It won't require a reservation. And hopefully, by that point in the summer, when we launch those events, we won't be dealing with too strict a capacity issues. But yes, if you're interested in attending any one of those performances, you can find that information on our website, which is gpmf.org. Again, those are all free, and right now there are no real capacity restrictions that we're anticipating by the time we get to that period in the summer.
So Allison Arwady, the Chicago Commissioner of Public Health, had hinted that you're going to somehow, if you don't need a vaccine card to demonstrate that you've been vaccinated, which she did say, is that you might get better seating or there may be a perk involved if you're vaccinating. Is that true?
There are some events that are going on throughout the city that they're really encouraging folks to get vaccinated. And in order to attend those events, you have to show proof of vaccination. Not for any of the Grant Park Music Festival concerts. I think the one advantage we have is that we're performing in a really large outdoor space, and that kind of requirement is something that we're not finding it necessary at this point to implement.
But you do want to motivate people to be vaccinated, and I know the city does want to do that as well. So, and you may not know the answer to this. I don't mean to catch you off guard, and because it's too early to know. But there will be roving vehicles at some events where you'll be able to walk inside. Say it may be a bus, a CTA bus, and someone will give you a jolt in the arm.
Exactly, and we're obviously happy to support in any way, shape, or form the city's broader initiative to ensure that more and more people are vaccinated. It definitely is beginning to show that it's a real game changer in the whole fight against the coronavirus. So if the mayor were to ask us to host one of those facilities at one of our concerts, I think we'd be happy to try to make that happen.
Hey, Mayor, I'm sure she's listening. Yeah. I mean, she's got to be. Everyone listens to this show, even though it's Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to Lori Lightfoot. Should she be listening? GPMF.org, is that right?
Nope.
All right. Very good. If you have anything else to announce, let us know. The list of Grant Park Music Festival concerts are just too long here, and some of the names I cannot pronounce because they're, you know, classical music. I'm just being honest. So the website has all that information, I'm certain. And once again, that website is GPMF.org. Paul Weinberg, President and CEO of Grant Park Music Festival, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.